Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
He's Lippo. And I'm Big JD.
You're a jumper on the gunner, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll today.
But you just got up, didn't you? At 11, about 10:59 to do the show?
Yeah, I wish. I was up at 6. Early bird catches the worm.
And you're doing some other stuff today as well.
Yeah. It's a yard sale day.
Sure is.
So I run back to the studio, do the show, run back to the yard sale.
Selling some stuff?
A little bit. It's rough. It's a hot day.
It's hot.
There's construction around my brother's place where we're actually doing that. I played a tune of my brother's yesterday on Big JD's Rare Rockin' Heavy Metal Show.
You played one of his tunes?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah. I just noticed there's a new piece of furniture in the Jabbercast Studio West.
Yep.
Look at that monstrosity.
New furniture in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just noticed it just now. Uh-huh. I'm looking around. Oh, look at that thing.
Yeah, it was messy. There was a bookcase and stuff. Everything was all wide open, and now it's nice and neat.
Very neat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put some posters on there or something.
Yeah. No, the whole idea is to keep it clean, neat, and tidy.
And does your better half know about that unit there?
Yeah. I waited for a while and then sent a picture. And she liked it. And
okay.
Because I did it unbeknownst to her.
Benounced.
Same difference. You knew exactly what I meant.
Benounced. What was the other word you used?
Benounced.
Transversed.
Ooh, trans.
That's how she said. Transverted.
Transverted today, yeah. It may be a word in a scientific dictionary.
Could be. Don't know. If there is, someone might have conspired to put it in the dictionary.
Conspired.
Yes.
That's a topic of our topic today.
Topic of our show on the Jabbercast today.
Topic of discussion. Conspiracy theories. The conspiracy show.
Well, not just conspiracy theories, but conspiracies themselves.
That's right. Meaning?
That there are conspiracies that have been brought out into the open.
Okay, you mean real ones that have actually been proven, so to speak.
Yes.
You're right. Not just a theory. Yeah.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Where do you want to start on conspiracies? I want to say conspiracies.
Well, we start on a few of the big ones, like JFK. That's always been a big conspiracy theory.
Yes.
Sort of. So, isn't it a certain length of time before the public is actually able to see documents? Isn't it something like 50 years or something? They can only keep documents hidden from the... But then what happens after is we see, if you've noticed some of these documents that get released after online or anything like that, a lot of it's blacked out.
Exactly.
So what's the point of that?
Yeah, there's no point.
We get scammed in one way or another.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, the JFK conspiracy is considered to be a conspiracy only because he was shot, and they're saying only one bullet did all the damage in that car in Dallas on December the 2nd, I believe it was, December 2nd, 19.
One bullet?
One bullet.
Well, we know it's not one bullet.
That
he
did
was hit all over the place, and the car was hit, I think, and somebody else was hit.
And they're saying only one bullet did the damage to the people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
ricocheted off each other. And
yeah, that's it. Hit this bone here, and they have like a path.
Yeah, some of the stuff they say is just, you know, it's just totally ridiculous.
But that is the official government explanation of what happened.
Of course. The government's official explanations for anything is like, even anything local, it's just ridiculous, pretty much.
Pretty
the
much.
Things that they do in the...
So I think when we're given this crap, automatically we think something's up.
Yeah.
And when we think something's up, it's a conspiracy. So what is behind JFK getting shot?
Well, I don't know when we will actually find out. But I mean, they say... And who's they, really?
the guy that shot him, Lee Harvey Oswald, and they say there may have been another shooter, may have been two other shooters. Somebody was found in bushes. He was up in a window.
Oh, it was Bush. I know, he's behind everything.
Yeah, he's behind the bush.
Then there's the grassy knoll.
The grassy knoll.
Yes.
That's what it is, the grassy knoll.
What do you think about the whole JFK thing? What's your take
on
it?
Well, I'm sure there was more than one person, and I think there was obviously something more behind it than Lee Harvey Oswald, because any reasons for Lee Harvey Oswald doing what he did, I don't think he really has any justification at all. You know what I mean? I think he was just a hired gun, yeah. Obviously.
And supposedly Castro said, "Yeah, it was I told him to kill him."
Yeah, that's all just crazy.
Pretty much.
I think the government, the government itself had their motives. And isn't it pretty wild when the government assassinates its leader or wants him out for whatever reasons?
Yeah, who makes that decision?
Kennedy.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Actually, he was in pain all the time. Did you know that?
Actually, you told me that.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
Yep. I really didn't know that, but and I don't remember the show that we were doing when we were talking about that. But
we talked about it here on the show?
Yeah, we talked about it on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. We were talking to Big JD and Lippo, and yeah. But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it was like the surgery show, or we were talking about medication and pain and things like that. I think that's what it was. I don't know how he came up, but anyways, you did tell me he was in a lot of pain and took a lot of medication, and yeah.
So maybe he just said, "End it, please."
Yeah, somebody blow my head off.
Yes,
I don't want to take too many pills and go like calmly. Just blow my head off. I want my brains all over my wife, and then throw the car in a museum. I don't know.
Throw the car in a museum. It's gonna.
I saw that car was at. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah,
Lippo's in pain all the time.
No, I'm
so
good.
I'm gonna pull out this gun. His car was at the Greenfield Village. I don't know if that's where they keep it all the time, but it was there for when I was a kid, and I went and saw it when we went with a school or something.
Armor-plated Lincoln Town
car. If I'm not mistaken, I may have seen Bonnie and Clyde's car there as well. They had. I think that's where it was that I saw that.
That wasn't a single bullet that killed them.
No. That car was just covered in bullet holes.
Yeah.
That's a cool movie. Who's the Beatty guy? Warren? Warren Beatty?
Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Faye Dunaway.
That's a weird name. Faye Dunaway, yeah.
Yeah.
Dunaway with Warren Beatty.
Yeah, those are two wacky names. You don't see many girls these days called Faye.
Yeah, I have a cousin Faye.
Do you really?
Yeah. Oh. Faye Ann is her whole full name, and we call her Faye. It's a lot of even my mother's name, Phyllis.
Yeah, there's not too many new girls called Phyllis.
No, not new girls.
Yeah, or Helen, or
yeah,
Edna,
yeah.
That's another old name.
Gertrude.
Ida.
You don't find that, eh?
Gertrude.
Hot chick in high school, Gertrude. Gertie. Oh, we call her Gertie.
Hurdy Gertie girl.
That sounds like an old lady.
Speaking of names, the whole assassination thing, we know that the guy who killed Lincoln, he had three names.
John Wilkes Booth.
And the guy who killed
Lee Kennedy. Harvey Oswald.
What's up with that?
Well, that's right in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Sure.
How is that?
Well, they have the code, the Bible code. It's all written in there.
In the book of Revelations?
No, right through there somewhere. They have everything in there. Everything's, you and my name and your name's in there. Oh, Big JD and Lippo. I bet they could find it. Superstars of the radio.
Of the Bible.
Superstars of the Bible. Good name for a reality show. Superstars of the Bible.
Sure.
The priests hammering it out against each other. To win the Priesthood of the Year award or
listen
something.
To you.
Who can fondle the most kids in the least amount of time.
I knew we were going there.
We're not going there. That's a conspiracy as well. Not a theory.
There is a conspiracy behind that, sort of.
Is there?
Well, the bishops could have put a stop to that in the 60s. They knew the whole thing was going on. But as far as the priests getting it on with each other and little boys, little girls. And
why didn't they just pick another life path and date women? Why, I want to be a priest, and because I can't have sex with women, I'm going to have sex with another priest and little boys.
Well, the priesthood was a haven for pedophiles and homosexuals.
That's crazy.
I know it's crazy, but my dad was in the seminary. He told me all about it. He said there's guys in the shower touching each other, and he said it was insane. It was He didn't think nothing of it. Everybody just looked the other way.
Hmm.
Yeah. Back then, there was a lot of hush-hush stuff.
Well, even if it's the guys in there or something in there, you know, is one thing. But when you start getting into the kids and whatever, I mean, if there's pedophiles in there.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a priest or you know, Father McGillicuddy or whatever, and you're confessing your sins to these people, and you're looking, you know, to them for faith and
yes.
stuff like that. And,
yes.
And that's all wrong.
It is wrong. Father McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy. And on that note.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after these messages. And we're back.
Cool, man. So we're talking about conspiracies today on the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Conspiracies, yes.
What is a conspiracy? We never actually...
The definition. We all know what it is, but could we actually say or explain what it is? A conspiracy is like a thought or belief that something else is behind a situation sort of thing. So when something happens, you think that the conspiracy... meaning that there was another reason why it happened, or a secretive type reason, like not just what meets the eye.
Exactly. That's pretty much. That's a good
analogy. There we go. Talking about analogies.
No, we're talking about definitions.
Oh, okay.
Definition of conspiracy.
Defamation?
That was it. Yes, a conspiracy, in my point of view, is something. To explain an event in history other than, and explain it in such a way that it doesn't actually tell you what really happened. Because if we really knew what happened, a whole nother set of circumstances would come into play.
It would. Can you imagine if we were actually told the truth about everything? Told the truth about 9/11, told the truth about, okay. Well, we got to get into that truth thing, but going back to the John Wilkes Booth thing, that was a whole other conspiracy, and
oh, right.
John Wilkes Booth, and we didn't really get very far with the Lincoln thing.
Right.
And, you know, as far as people really know or believe, is that he was just assassinated for whatever reason John Wilkes Booth had.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or what the reason is, but I mean, you know, and apparently the conspiracy is goes to say that it had to do with, you know, the things that Lincoln stood for, Civil War time, slaves being freed, what he wanted to do. And I think maybe government was opposed. But if government's opposed to these things, like the mass part of the government that makes all the rules and everything, like it's not necessarily the president that does anything. He's the show guy, really, I think.
Yeah, he's
behind
a
lot of it.
Yep.
But why wouldn't they just... say, you know, no, you know, you're not going to free the slaves. Well, obviously it's a good thing that happened, or I'm just using it as an example, but
right.
You know, why doesn't the government just say, no, we're the body that really governs and makes the rules, and you know, we're not going to do this or whatever. And if he wants to resign, let him resign or whatever. And I mean, at least that way you spare somebody's life or spare a mass group of citizens of New York's life.
What's New York?
We'll get into that.
What's New York going to do?
9/11.
Oh, right. But there was pressure on Lincoln to sign the Emancipation Proclamation thing.
Right.
Freed the slaves. So he had pressure from...
both sides.
Both sides, pretty
whatever
much.
Those sides are.
Well, North, South,
right.
During the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of why they had the Civil War, was because of the slave thing, amongst other things. The power of the states and the power of the federal government and all that kind of stuff. That's going beyond what we're talking about, though.
Yeah.
But one of the conspiracies is that Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson or Jackson?
Johnson. Andrew
okay.
Johnson. Who
Who's Andrew Jackson? He's a later...
not that much later.
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah, he was the president.
He was president, yeah.
Yeah, he was president.
Oh, okay, right.
But I believe Andrew Johnson was... ran against Lincoln, and mm-hmm. I think he ended up getting some kind of position as well. So here's the conspiracy, is that supposedly John Wilkes Booth left a message at Andrew Johnson's hotel, and they found that.
Yeah, didn't he kill himself after or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and we don't know. What was the deal there?
Yeah, it's too bad we'll never find anything. What about Lee Harvey Oswald? Still alive, isn't he?
No, he got shot by...
the other Kennedy. Here.
What?
Or the big guy... No, not Rosie Grier.
Rosie Grier.
Who shot him? Was it another Kennedy?
No, like two, 3 days later after he shot
Yeah, I can't remember what happened. That was so long ago. I was only
one. I can't remember. Listen, you weren't even, I wasn't even born. What am I thinking? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was like, what was it, 63 or 69?
61,
I think. One, yeah. Can't you remember when it was?
Early 60s. And I'm trying to think of the name of the guy who killed...
yeah, I can't remember his name.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Anyway, he was getting transported from one jail to the next or from going from court something, and they shot him.
And it was Rosie Grier, though, I think, that grabbed the gun away from the guy that shot him.
Really?
Yeah,
Rosie sure. Grier.
Rosie Grier. He was a football player at one time, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Carried a blanket around with him. Big like, man with a blanket.
Like Linus, you mean?
Yeah. A security blanket.
No.
Oh, yeah. Carried it around with him everywhere.
What a wuss.
Tell me about it. He was huge. Grabbed a gun away from the guy. He's got a security blanket.
Well, that's probably doesn't what saved him. Sense.
Yeah, the security blanket. It was a steel blanket, but...
Steel blanket. I doubt it.
Just try and steal it from Rosie. And his name, even. Rosie. That's like a boy named Sue.
Exactly. No wonder he carries a...
Must have got teased a lot when he was a kid or something, but he was a big guy.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby, that's right.
The guy. He only has one name. It's because he didn't kill the president, that's why.
Yeah. A special name, though. Ruby. Jack Ruby. It's a pretty neat name.
Yeah. Better than Warren B., I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
So, who would want...
I would.
JFK dead.
Oh, not me. The government.
Exactly. In both cases, Abe Lincoln and JFK, these guys had...
They had a lot of things going on themselves, and I think they were really busy characters in, you know, running the country. A lot of them, a lot of the presidents get run. I think these guys were running. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These guys had a lot of things going on, a lot of media, a lot of trying to do a lot of things, you know, for the...
Good of the country.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems the good doers are the ones that get done in.
I think you're right. Exactly. So people have their own...
I don't think that the actual body of government wants the countries to run like we would want them to.
Exactly. Like utopia, you mean? Like?
Yeah. Like they don't want everything perfect.
Exactly. Because, and why would that be?
Because they want... They don't want to show that they want control of things and everything. And that's what it is. I think it's some black ops. I think it's, you know, the hidden aspect and the conspiracy theoretical parts of government and things like that, and the secretive ones that really run everything. They have hidden agendas for everything, I believe.
And some of those, and some of those agendas could be good for the country as a whole. Or they
some could be, and honestly, some of the things that they do that end up being bad at some point in time are probably for a good reason later on, maybe. Unfortunately, people die and things like that. But I mean, in the end, overall, sometimes things like that have to be done to gain something else. But I mean, exactly. It's unfortunate.
Yes.
And there probably are better ways. But if you want all the oil, you got to wipe out Iraq.
Yes.
If you want people to think that you're fighting a war on terror, you got to blow up New York.
Yes, we'll get into that for sure.
Yeah, we will. They're all unfortunate things. But I think they have their agendas, and we may not ever really know what they are, and some maybe we may find out.
Yep. Okay. What was I going to say? You totally lost my train of thought there.
I lost your train of thought.
Yeah, yeah. I think in two...
Where were you? Were you on another conspiracy or something, or what were you?
No, I was going to say...
Because we've been stuck on a couple.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to stick on the whole conspiracy and why people create conspiracies. Mm-hmm. Like the Lincoln thing, they had there's a group of people easily that could have a different agenda and who are well connected within the government itself. And they have a different agenda other than what Lincoln had in mind. Especially the people who had a lot to lose because of the whole slave thing is one thing in itself.
Right.
Do you know how much that changed the economy? You're going to let all these people free. Okay, then now we got to hire people. Like actually pay money to get all the same work done.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They do these things that are really bad to try and promote some better change later on.
And then we're releasing all these people. Who's going to take care of these people? We're going to have all these... Vagrants. Yeah. Ton of vagrants out there with nothing to do.
And in a way, somehow that, you know, does create some type of, you know, confusion, some poverty, some of this, some of that. And then you wonder why things are going on in the certain things go on in the country, or that you start attributing bad things to certain races.
Exactly.
Because, you know, and it's all our doing. It's all just the people's doing. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
It's all a catch 22 somewhere.
It is a catch 22.
And I guess if they weren't slaves from the beginning, then things would be,
right,
you know, however normal they would be.
Slavery was around.
It was all wrong, obviously.
Way before the American was America. So it just came into America because it was just a way of living.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with some more conspiracies and theories.
Hey folks, Big JD here from the Jabbercast. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. On every Sunday morning on A Touch of Class Radio, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's right, an hour of talk radio on the Jabbercast. A different topic every week with Big JD and Lippo.
Contrary to what y'all heard, ATLC is an adult station and may contain explicit language and sexual content.
That's right, ATLC, an adult station.
No shit.
But we're not an adult show.
Okay.
Some of our content is, you know, maybe adult-oriented, but not explicit in any way, really. Conspiracies and conspiracy theories, there's nothing wrong with that stuff.
No.
Kids of all ages.
Every once in a while, Big JD will slip with a...
I don't.
No, he does. Never. Cleaned mouth.
That's right.
Do you have another conspiracy theory that you want to discuss or anything about conspiracies in general?
Conspiracies and conspiracy. What about the AIDS conspiracy? You know there is one.
Never heard of it. Let me know about it now.
Oh, you're going to make me... It's a high-level Defense Department biological research dude.
Huh?
Dr. Donald MacArthur. At some point in time, like back in the late 60s, he wanted to do research on this, the AIDS thing, basically what it was amounting to at the time, immune deficiency thing as maybe part of a biological warfare type thing and whatever.
Oh.
And was given money to start something, and they're saying that...
It got loose,
yeah. How did that happen?
But it's sexually transmitted.
He desired sincerely... to whip it up in his lab, and that it would destroy the immune system. I think he sent it over to Africa somehow or something, and was doing testing and things like that. And that's where we get this whole thing about the monkey thing. And what was it? People having sex with monkeys that where AIDS started or something?
I heard it was a guy in Montreal.
No, did you really?
Yeah. They're trying to. When they were trying to pin it down, that it was some guy in Montreal. That's where it started. Some very. He was like not a male prostitute, but he was very promiscuous, let's put it that way. But it's sexually transmitted. How was he planning on deploying this anti-immune biological warfare? Big JD?
What's that?
There's the Big JD. How it's sexually transmitted, or you gotta exchange bodily fluids to pass it around.
Right. But once it's initiated, I mean, it gets passed around.
Oh, I see. So it was just, people would pass it on just by having sex with each other, men and women.
Yeah, it didn't matter what it was, but.
Okay. And they're keeping it quiet because it got out.
Yeah, there's, I don't know that you'll know what the real story is behind it, but it was, you know, it was kind of an all of a sudden thing, really. Especially the big hit of it back in.
Early 80s,
yeah. But there was things going on and testing, and this conspiracy is the fact that, you know, it was actually begun by somebody for like a kind of a bio warfare kind of thing and testing and whatnot. So
right. It would really hurt if
there's a lot of different stories behind it or where it maybe have originated, but that is a kind of a prominent one about him and the government and so forth. That dude that kind of wanted to develop that. Princess Diana, isn't there a conspiracy behind all that, and I'm not 100% sure what that is, but it was supposed to be more than just being chased by pop rocks.
Yeah, the Pop Rocks got to her. No. They just had that concert there in Wembley last weekend. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing.
Did you check it out?
Anything? No, I didn't, though. What's the big one going on?
Oh, Live Earth.
Yeah, what is that?
That's awesome. Metallica was on there yesterday.
Yeah, but what was that for? That's the global warming and the...
to raise awareness about global warming.
Right,
and
yeah.
That's
really neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're doing a lot of cool stuff.
I've heard some of the concerting for that was a larger attraction than some of the major games that are held in the same arenas and everything.
Yes.
I heard something about the one in New Jersey, which must have just happened. Last night, yesterday, day before, whatever.
Was that in New York? It was in Giant Stadium.
I'm not sure what it was, but what I heard on the news that there was more people there than had ever been at a game.
Really?
At whatever the arena was.
It's Giant Stadium. I'm telling you,
that's what it is. I thought they said Jersey.
New York Giants.
Yeah,
play,
I thought they said
play in New Jersey.
Hmm.
That's where Jimmy Hoffa was buried, which is another conspiracy. Supposedly.
The Hoffa conspiracy, yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
I know he was given some cement shoes.
No, they buried him in Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Supposedly he's in the end zone.
And his whole thing was about the was on the Teamster Union thing. Or he was head of the Teamster Union.
He wielded a lot of power. And supposedly he had something against the government as well. Held something up against them, and supposedly they whacked him. Because really, he was in with the mafia, pretty much. The Teamsters were known for back then as being in with some bad dudes.
Right.
And because they were one of the most powerful trade unions in North America. And all of a sudden he gets whacked off, so who knows what happened there. Another who knows.
Well, the Diana thing, supposedly that British intelligence was in cahoots with the CIA, and supposedly, you know, she was assassinated. Supposedly, you know, this whole thing was a
setup,
conspired setup, yeah, for whatever reason. Maybe the prince there wanted her out of the way so he could date the other chick that looked like her.
They were getting divorced anyway. Yeah. But they got divorced. Yeah, that's
the whole secret thing right there.
It wasn't secret. It was pretty out in the open, yeah.
But there are circumstances behind all that they say there's reasons that happened. It wasn't just a fluke that, you know, they were being chased or whatever. And I heard they said there was some drinking involved possibly as well. I don't know.
Drinking on whose part?
Well, I think who's the guy there? Doty? The guy she was driving?
Oh, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But they had the other guy was driving. And he supposedly was drinking.
Yeah, see, I knew there was something to...
He was working on like 4 hours sleep and some...
What about the bombing of Pearl Harbor?
Another conspiracy.
Conspiracy there, but the thing with that is the fact that there were a lot of messages given, I think, and I don't know, or we don't really know if they were the U.S. government, you know, either couldn't figure out what was going on or didn't heed a warning of some kind, or did they choose to ignore it for some reason?
Mm-hmm.
Again, because they wanted some kind of action taken against the United States so that the United States could retaliate somehow and whatever they would, you know, and there you go, lose thousands of lives or whatever, however many they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then do we gain an upper hand and the government be able to say that, you know, we got to do this to... against the other country, and we have to, you know, stand strong, and we have to do this and do that, and take over here, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, same things are going on today, really.
Yeah.
In many ways.
It's the military who we, if we to heed these conspiracy calls, it seems like the military is really the body that is in charge of the government. They control policy. At a deep level.
We're going to take a break and we're going to come back with the Jabber quote. And we're back.
Okay. Do you know anything about the theory that Jesus got married, had kids, had a kid?
Yes. They just came out with a big documentary and everything on thinking that they found Jesus's tomb and everything too. But yeah, I've heard the things about Jesus was supposedly married and had kids and whatever.
Right.
Sorry, I took you off on a sidestep.
That's okay.
I don't know why. Well, for some reason, just popped into my head that that was part of a conspiracy about the kids thing and everything. But, sure. But didn't they find... I think they were talking about that at that time, that, you know, he may have been married, had kids, and maybe his wife's tomb was with them or something there. I don't know, but...
Yeah, people back then, they were buried with their family.
Yeah.
And supposedly they found all these... people that were, had names exactly the same as Jesus's family names, and they could tell who by doing DNA testing that they found who was actually part of the family. So there was Jesus's mother, Jesus's father, Jesus, and
Jesus. Everybody,
yeah. And supposedly he had a brother as well, and he had a wife, and we know that. No, I don't. They know that you, it's hard to think of two things at once. I'm sorry. They know that.
You got to multitask.
That's right. So there was two women there that weren't part of the blood of the family that was there. And all of them had the same names as Jesus's family.
They were all called Jesus.
No.
Well, one was Jesus. One was Jesus. One was Jesus.
No, and then this guy was supposedly did some kind of calculation as what are the odds of this family being in a populated area with this many people in it with the exact same names, and it's pretty astronomical what the odds are of having two of the same family with those exact same names back in those days when certain names were very popular or whatever. So they say that Jesus was buried with his wife. Mm-hmm. Which kind of kills the whole ascension thing when Jesus supposedly just went up into the clouds.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a lot of this information was probably kept secret or padded down by the church. Then the church was probably one of the most strongest organizations ever to be on the earth, I think. Mm-hmm. They had an army that, you know, ruled with an iron fist pretty much.
God's army.
Yeah, God's army. There was, you know, the Inquisition and, you know, all of Europe and most of Europe, I should say, was pretty much controlled by Christianity with help from the whole Roman Empire thing. You know, that's where it kind of started. So I think they can disseminate any kind of information they want to throw out there and people just suck it up. No problem. Whereas I think now, with information just freely available, we kind of... There's a lot more.
Yeah, we're always thinking twice and looking beyond the big picture and or looking at, or maybe you could say looking at the big picture as opposed to the small picture we're fed.
Right. I think some conspiracies we think are conspiracies because we just look at it and say, what the heck is that? That you're not actually feeding me that line, are you? Or something like the Jesus theory would be more like it's just always been there. Over the centuries, and people just, this is what we thought as being the truth.
Yeah, you never really questioned a lot of these things.
Exactly. But these were decisions made by people, actual people who had lots to lose. Mm-hmm. You know, they set up the church in a certain way. You know, Jesus was not married, and we're not letting our priests be married, and things would be way different if priests were married.
Yeah. A lot more little boys would be safe.
That's for sure. They could have their own little boys.
Yeah. And they wouldn't have to fondle other people's
No, no.
Boys.
They wouldn't fondle their own kids. No.
What about the all the conspiracies on surrounding UFOs and those types of extraterrestrials and life on other planets and all that kind of thing? There's a lot going on there.
Sure. And I know you're a big follower of that because you listen to Art Bell.
Yeah, somewhat. Most of it, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I could tell you a lot, but I listen to that stuff because it's a lot of it's entertainment value.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think anyone right now, supposedly there are people that can say that it exists and that it's true, but I mean, I believe that it could be, for sure.
Now, what would be the reason to withhold this information if the government knew for a fact that aliens exist and they have come in contact with them or they have dead alien bodies cryogenically preserved?
Yeah, why would they withhold that from us for a number of reasons? Because they have more control this way. If we knew that we could live elsewhere, then we would go there. And we wouldn't have to wipe out a lot of our population for whatever reasons they will.
Sure.
Or who knows?
How are we going to live there?
What do you mean, how?
Yeah, how are we going to get there?
Well, if the case is, if that is the case, then there's probably ways for us to get there. And, you know, there's if there's people on other planets, and then there's ways for us to survive there and colonize there. And there's no reason why we wouldn't be there if we were able to. If we were, they were able to have life on Mars and those kinds of things, then we'd be doing that. But then how does our government govern? And who's to say that our government is the ones that would run it anyway?
Exactly.
Is it not the Russian? Is it not Japan?
No.
It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a whole nother ballgame. And whether the governments know about these things, boy, that'd be chaotic. It's bad enough the government's trying to control things that go on here.
Yeah.
You know, or keep it under control.
Sure. I think the Canadians should run it.
Yeah, that's what I say. Big JD and Lippo.
Well, I'm not Canadian. But I think Canadians in general.
And I won't be. I think the Americans should run it.
There we go.
It's us.
No. Canadians. They're great. But I just think initially that the UFO thing was probably suppressed, because honestly, I do believe there's something else out there. And they're coming down. They're looking at us. They're taking samples, taking names, probing anal areas. And
see? Explicit show. Turn the dial, kids.
No. And the government doesn't want some mass hysteria.
Right. But what do other governments say? Why wouldn't Russia tell theirs? And why wouldn't Russia want to be the ones that run everything and colonize or the Japanese or China or whatever? And
so it would have to be a kind of a cooperation if there's some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah, we can't cooperate here, let alone anywhere else.
Right. So the American government would have to say to the Russian government, okay, we all know there are UFOs, but shh.
Yeah. And
that'd be wacky.
If anything, everybody was to run it, the U.S. would want to somehow. So, and as bad as some of the things are that they may do, and we don't know if it's them 100% or not, or whatever the reasons are behind some things, we're a pretty good and pretty free nation, and that's the route I'd go with. You know what I mean? I would still prefer our U.S. government, which I kind of consider to run North America.
Pretty much.
To head the whole helm there, as opposed to Russia or
China.
You know, if you wanted one world government, what would you want? You'd still want a free type nation, I think.
Sure.
You know, we have, everything's not great, but I mean, it's still, we still have a freedom. Just listen to the Jabbercast Freedom Show. Go back in the archives, www.thejabbercast.com. And you can check out past shows, of course. And you can email us from there. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com. And what's the way, though, that we like our listeners to contact us, Lippo?
Dial 519-728. No. You go to the contact page on the Jabbercast website. And there you'll find a little widget called My Chingo. It says, leave a message. Click on that and another page will come up. And right there, you can just start talking into your computer. If you have a laptop, usually it has a microphone built in. Or if you got one of those headset deals, you can just talk into there and it'll record a message. You don't like the message you recorded, you can re-record it until you like it.
Yeah, and we get that message, and you can send us a show ID for us to play. You can send us something on an upcoming topic that you want us to actually play on the show or just mention, or you can send us a topic idea if you like.
That'd be cool.
We want to talk about what you want us to talk about.
Yes.
So.
That's where we get the ideas for these shows, isn't it? Actually, the conspiracy one, I think, was one of the few that I actually, or maybe not. I think I might have said it, and you said, oh, conspiracy show, let's do that one.
Yeah, the conspiracy thing is kind of neat. So anyway, I think we're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Hey folks, Big JD here from the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10 on touchofclassradio.com. That's right, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show right here on ATOC. Anyway, I was going to mention www.bigjd.com.
Your destination for entertainment on the internet.
All the best in talk radio. And more.
And more, yeah. There's more than just talk
radio. Go to bigjd.com. Go to the program guide. You get all the sites that I host there and that I host with Lippo.
And other people.
And other people. And as well, there's contact information there. There's a plethora of information on how to listen to these shows on the internet. And as well, the Jabbercast is also a podcast. So if for some reason you miss any of the shows, you just you can go to thejabbercast.com, but as well, get it from bigjd.com. Go to the program guide, click on the Jabbercast, take it right to the website, go to the podcast there, download them to your computer, subscribe, better yet, or go to the iTunes store and just do a search there for Big JD, and you'll come up with the Jabbercast and other shows there.
Sure. And just because it's a store doesn't mean you have to pay. It's free.
That's right. It's free to subscribe to our shows, any of them.
You bet.
So that's some cool stuff right there.
Yep. You want to?
No.
No? Okay.
So anyway, we were on the UFO thing and all that stuff. And I think they withhold a lot of information from us if there are things that go on. And there was just recently released in 2007... some type of an affidavit or something on from a guy who just recently died, and this wasn't to be released, that he wrote some personal things that, and he was from Roswell, worked at Roswell, released some information about that there was a crash, that there were beings, and you know, from his description, he was somebody who did some of the press release stuff there, mm-hmm. and some of the things he saw, and it was just like, you know, a few paragraphs of things, and it was finally released, and you know, it didn't say a whole heck of a lot, but the fact that, you know, they were passed around a round table, some of the material from the ship that supposedly crashed there and whatnot. And, excuse me, it was a very thin, like aluminum foil thin, yet super strong material. And then there was, bodies that he did see kind of from a distance and saw that they were, you know, short and their heads were a little bit different and that sort of thing. And doesn't really say a lot. It doesn't give you 100% that, yes, it was. Here's my affidavit, you know, my confession type thing or something. Sure. And on my deathbed, but gives you reason to believe. And just all the mystery surrounding, Roswell, but the Area 51 and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, so heavily guarded. And there's things that go on, you know, I guess. I don't know. Could just be things with our own government, designing equipment, things like that. But what else you got?
I honestly think that there was a crash in Roswell, which is in Arizona, which...
New Mexico, actually, but...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Roswell's in New Mexico. Yeah. Oh, Area 51's in Arizona. No?
Area 51 is close to Vegas. I don't know if it's Nevada or what, but...
It's out there in the desert.
Yeah, it's way out. You can't get close enough really to take a picture even or anything, but... I guess you see a lot of activity at night and things like that, but... Do you believe that there's UFOs and extraterrestrials and that kind of thing?
Positively.
Yeah.
How can we be alone here?
Yeah. I certainly believe that there could be something, and it'd sure be nice to know something. And in 2012, we will. Check the archives, folks. Go to our 2012 show. What was that show?
End Times.
The End Times show. There you go. With Big JD and Lippo.
What do you think about getting on the big conspiracy of 9/11?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was there's a lot of conspiracy surrounding that the government was involved and, you know.
Or somebody else was involved other than Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, somebody else, I guess, and people here and so forth. But, or yeah, maybe not necessarily government, but there's the CIA and there's the FBI and there's all these other agencies and things like that. But
there's some people who believe there is the government and then there's the sub-government. There's some other...
Isn't that the Nephilim or something? Or Nephilim or something? Or the ones, the Black Op? They're the ones that kind of run everything?
They're the
behind
real...
the government? The real government or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, I think there's things going on. There's deals being made. There's, you know, a lot of bargaining going on.
Sure. And knowing what we know about what happened in Pearl Harbor, that mm-hmm. there was warnings... that we could have done way more than...
It sure seems that way, yeah.
But it was all for making not our country, but the United States military prepared to build up again. It seems like there's some advantage to the United States building up defense.
Building up defense and keeping everybody extremely patriotic.
That's
when
a good point.
When there's war and your country gets attacked somehow... It can make your country much stronger.
brings people together.
And much
more
patriotic, and, you know, and wars do that. I think when you, you don't see this much in Canada, the Canadian flag on people's houses and things like that. And we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. how patriotic Americans are and the flags and all the houses. And I think it really stems from war and wartime.
Yes.
You know?
For sure.
That's when you put out the flag, and that's when you, you know, stand up for your country, and that's...
So do you see the parallel lines between what happened in Pearl Harbor and what could have happened in 9/11?
Sure, absolutely.
It just seems like they bungled it more in 9/11.
Yeah, there's so many things, and there's the plane into the Pentagon thing about the hole, everything disappeared. There was no...
Nothing to do with the plane.
Yeah, there wasn't anything there.
No. There was two engines on the lawn, and they weren't...
Which they say wouldn't have been out there. They said that there would have been a trail on the lawn from something. They would have said there had been wing hits in the building, and it was only one round hole in the building, and weird stuff. I mean, and for nobody to see anything when something that big comes down over a highway and through the, you know, whole thing there and whatever. And then the planes is supposedly that hit 9/11, the Twin Towers and stuff like that, apparently were cargo planes with nobody in them, yet they said they were... You know, planes that were hijacked and all that stuff. So,
what gets it for me is the way the buildings fell down.
Yeah, the way that they collapsed.
Now, when you first saw
that
on
explosions that you see when they actually take down a building,
right? And normally, you don't see buildings of that type of structure and that high come down. We don't normally see that in even when they show an implosion of some kind.
No.
I was just wondering, did you think of something when you first saw that? Like, whoa.
Yeah, it looked controlled, for one thing. For another thing, I didn't believe anything about the heat thing. Yeah. The heat of the building is, you know. And then there was the other building, number 7, collapsed
in the
same way, I think. But nothing had ever hit it.
Nothing hit it. It just went.
Yeah. So how does that happen?
Well, it was obviously a controlled implosion. It didn't blow up. It just fell in on itself nicely. Just like an implosion would. But I remember thinking on the day it would actually happen, I remember sitting at my buddy's apartment in Chicago. I was stuck in Chicago for days because I was supposed to fly out on September 11th mm-hmm. in 1993. No, 2001. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Hello. Mm-hmm. Jeez. What am I thinking? And I remember seeing that. I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, what the heck? That doesn't seem right. I've never seen anything like that. It just kind of took me aback, and I would have never thought in my head at the time, somebody is behind that.
Yeah.
It's just such a big event. You see it go down, and you think, wow, that is just amazing. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, that doesn't happen. That stuff mm-hmm. where a building just kind of goes in on itself, and that fast, buildings do not fall that fast, no matter what. And they don't fall so nice and neatly in on itself. How can that happen? It can't happen unless it's controlled.
Yeah, it's really tough to say exactly how that may happen. I mean, if the floors give way and it comes down, I would think maybe it would come down straight. And it's not. I don't necessarily think it's going to tip over because that would have to have something to do with through the middle or the bottom of the building or something. It may come down straight, but. It was pretty neat and tidy, and timing of things, and the way it happened, and the way they did something there, yet did something at the Pentagon area at the same time, and I think somewhere else that something happened? Pennsylvania?
Well, yeah. Another plane.
Yeah, I know.
And nothing was found there either.
And what about the, conveniently found the passport for one of those...
the hijackers.
You know, one of the hijacker guys, like...
Nothing else was found.
No, nothing was found.
Everything
anywhere.
Else melted. Just like it melted in at the Pentagon, the plane supposedly vaporized. But meanwhile, nothing can make it vaporize because jet fuel doesn't get hot enough to make metal vaporize. And the same thing in Pennsylvania. There was no trace of a plane. There was no trace of a body. Nothing. No belt buckles. No nothing.
No. This is just some things that, you know, we just may never know. But we're going to take a break and we're going to come back with the Jabber quote, of course. Jabber, And the Jabber quote this week, provided by
Steve and Larry, fine proprietors of the Steve and Larry used underwear store.
That's right.
You want some used
underwear? Comes with a hole in the front and a hole in the back.
And some skid marks if you're really...
Oh, you can buy used underwear at Steve and Larry's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, used. They sell everything used. They don't know.
Used gotchies.
They don't know anything about new.
Corner of Wabash and Strabane.
Wherever the hell that is.
Didn't we say that was in Michigan somewhere or something?
I don't know. There probably is some intersection like that.
Wabash. We've heard of Wabash and we've heard of Strabane.
Yes.
We've never heard of them crossing
each other, no. Give us the quote, Big JD.
Oh, I'm going to give the quote.
That's what
I just said.
Actually,
we were talking about this big, you know, the John F. Kennedy thing, and this is a quote from John F. Kennedy, and it sort of can coincide with the conspiracy thing because, you know, conspiracy sometimes is something that, you know, we just may never know, and it's always going to be in the back of your mind, and, you know, that sort of thing. And this quote from John F. Kennedy, brought to us by Stephen Larry, "A man may die, nations may rise and fall, but an idea lives on."
Yeah, he said that.
Yes. Do you recall that?
I do recall that.
We didn't use it before, did we?
No, we didn't use it.
There you go. So the whole thing behind that, yeah, we may die, nations rise and fall, but ideas can live on and on and on.
Yeah.
And there are ideas that we have and that are instilled into us from fallen nations from long ago.
That's right. And history repeats itself all the time,
mm-hmm.
as wacky as that is. But JFK, he was a smart guy,
mm-hmm.
a very brave guy. He was in a war, saved lots of lives, and he always wanted to make the place better.
Right.
So he was a guy about ideas.
He was a pretty good guy, actually. Yeah. Well, except when it came to his extracurricular activities.
Yeah, well.
But hey.
Yeah.
Maryland was...
And he was on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we mention he was in a lot of pain?
Yeah.
Did we mention I'm in pain?
No, not today.
My shoulder hurts. Still hurts.
Have you ever made love with Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Marilyn Manson.
I haven't yet. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
That'd be some fun. That's just crazy. So yeah, that's our Jabber quote of the month, the week.
Whoa.
Getting confusing here with some of the shows that are monthly, some of the shows that are weekly.
And what about the daily shows?
Daily shows. That'd be cool. Big J Daily. Big JD and Lippo, daily in the morning.
Yeah.
That'd be something. If there were some bucks rolling in for that, I'd be up to, you know,
no
6 a.m. every day.
That would be a job.
Yes, it would be.
But right now, we're just having fun.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Or is it a conspiracy?
No.
Theory.
It's the real thing.
Yeah, I'd say so. And so we've covered some of the big things.
Very big conspiracies.
There's a lot of other. There's the John Lennon theory, conspiracy.
What?
Apparently, some conspiracy behind it. But you know what?
I saw
a show on that dude, and he was just... Actually, there's a conspiracy. Let's go with the Paul McCartney and the walrus thing and about Paul being dead and all that stuff.
Was that
just like a big publicity thing, I guess?
Of course, yeah.
Is Paul McCartney the real Paul McCartney?
Or did he actually die and they cloned him somehow?
They said a lot of kind of crazy things.
They gave him pills to be really talented.
How about the moon landing? Did we land on the moon or didn't we land on the moon? There's a big conspiracy theory behind that.
Yes, there is.
Will we ever know the truth? And they're trying to put together something for us to go back to the moon.
Right. Why do they think we couldn't go to the moon?
I don't know. I think it's possible for us to go to the moon, and maybe we did go to the moon. Maybe we didn't go to the moon, though.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty compelling footage to show that, you know.
It really makes you wonder if we actually really did go. And
I didn't go.
Once, I've been there, so.
I can show you the moon right now.
Yeah. No, not maybe after 12.
And then you can see my used underwear at the same time.
We see the moon and Uranus all at the same time.
Oh, I got to tell you a story after that. Go ahead.
Where was I? Oh, the fact that we may never know. Once, you know, you think Apollo 11, yeah, the moon for years and years and years. And then I honestly never heard any conspiracy about this until recently. Over the last, 5 years, maybe 10 years, something like that. And now we don't know if we went to the moon.
They put a lot of doubt in our minds, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you can't say that we did go to the moon. Before, I think we could have said it when I was a kid. Yeah, we went to the moon. But right now, can you say we went to the moon? No. You can't say that we did because we don't know. You can only believe that, you know, the conspiracy theories are hogwash. Or you can believe that, you know, the evidence is strong enough to support the fact that we didn't go. So now, where are you?
I'm not on the moon, that's for sure.
There you go.
But, you know, you can pay your $20 million and go take a trip up to the space station. It's floating out in space.
So the space station, fine, but that's not the moon.
No, it's not the moon, but it is a fixed object orbiting around the Earth.
Yeah.
Pretty similar type thing.
Yeah.
A couple more thousand miles, and that's no big deal. Why couldn't we land on the moon?
I don't know.
I think it might have something to do with we weren't sure that we can get back off the moon.
Well, they did get back off the moon, for one thing, so why don't we go again? What about Mars? I'm sure we have the technology to get there fast enough. I don't know.
No, we don't. It's not fast enough. It isn't fast enough.
No, you would think that they would by now with all the things we got going on and the things we've learned from the extraterrestrials and stuff about their travel. But
right. You'd have, basically, you're giving up your life. You say, I'm going to Mars. I'm going to give up my life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just for the sake of space exploration.
I think I might. I mean, I think I would maybe choose to do that. That'd be something neat.
Well, you'd have
especially at this stage of my life. I'm old now, and
you went to say, Shitty?
Yeah. And before we run out of time, because we just got a few minutes left in the show, I wanted to bring up the other one of, and geez, if I could find any actual information on this particular conspiracy theory, would be awesome, but I don't know that I can. And it's the fact, well, there's, of course, a lot of crazy ones, like Elvis is still alive, and Jim Morrison is still alive, and Tupac is still around. But the center of the Earth, a whole other world in the middle of the Earth. Do you know about that
the
whole theory thing?
Yeah.
That's pretty wacky.
Yeah, that's not happening, buddy. No.
Wow.
No.
But you should see, you ever look at the evidence for that? It's pretty wild. But I wanted to mention that, and... then other than that, there's nothing else that I... we mentioned the Paul is dead thing.
Yep.
Replaced with a lookalike.
Now we know how many takes it...
many licks it takes to... What?
How many holes it takes to fill the...
Albert Hall. How many does it take?
A hole. How does a hole fill a hole?
Yeah.
Those guys
makes you wonder.
Yeah, John Lennon was doing some good drugs.
See, now we're going to get off the mics here, and we're really going to think about all these things. But there are a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of things that we know and may never know.
Sure, and there's a million little mini conspiracies going on every single day.
And there's a lot of little conspiracies going on in people's lives every day.
Yes,
you know. Personal conspiracies.
Sure.
Are personal things that we fight with every day.
Right.
Demons.
No demons.
No demons.
I'm thinking more of in the corporate sense, the conspiracies that go on with, you know.
Yeah, business and, you're right. Constantly that goes, well, look at, was there the Enron thing or whatever? And
sure.
Things that go on. You know,
That was a conspiracy of sorts.
Yeah. No, I don't, maybe not everything you can call conspiracy, but. In a way, it kind of fits in that sort of category of secretive things, you know, that go on within corporations and companies and business every day and deals that are made all over the place. And
sure.
People wondering if, you know, deals were made or not, or, you know, the thing like the Martha Stewart thing is a bit of an example of a, you know, they say that we weren't tipped off, we were tipped off, or, you know, people knew things beforehand or not.
Right.
You know, how do they know some of the things and how do we know that they did know or didn't know?
Sure.
Bring her down. Really twist you around.
Yeah, for sure.
You can really get twisted around. Again, you can visit www.thejabbercast.com for all your listening pleasure information on Big J.D. Lippo and the Jabbercast.
All the shows are there.
The archives, yes. Podcast. Podcasts are amazing. If you don't know what a podcast is, get on the bandwagon. That's all we can say. There's information there on the site about the live show here and podcasts and how to contact us. The My Chingo Recorder. Go to BigJD.com. You can get all our shows there. And as well, go to the others page there and you get Lippo's other podcasts. And you'll have fun with that stuff.
Sure.
So what's next week?
Oh.
You sealed up the... you closed up the book there and... I'd really like to know where we were going.
I heard there's a conspiracy that Steve Jobs wants to take over the world.
That would be cool, actually, wouldn't it? So we go to BigJD.com. We go to the program guide. we hit the Jabbercast
link
logo there, link, and it takes you right to the Jabbercast, like lickety split.
Especially if you got that dial-up stuff.
Yeah, and you can go right to the show's page, and this is just how easy. I'm showing you how easy it is to go to the Jabbercast site and check things out. The show's page has all our shows, or you can subscribe from the iTunes store, of course. And you go right to the schedule page, and it tells you right there. Obviously, the conspiracy show today, but next week is the emotions show. Emotions and more. Obsession, addiction, jealousy, selfishness, impulse, etc. With your hosts,
Big J.D. and Lippo.
All right, folks, we're out of here, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.